It's time to take back your health and live fully. Learn how to make choices that make a difference. You can. Let's do. This is Your Health, Your Choice with your hosts, Dr. Ray and Michelle Pearson.
Hi, this is Michelle Pearson. I'm here with Dr. Ray Pearson, your host for today's show. All month long, we're talking about hormones and stopping the madness. Last week, we talked about several ways to test your health and your choices at home, including pH testing. If you missed our broadcast or you missed the video on the how-to, be sure to go to our website, thepictureofhealth.com, click on blog or podcast, and get that video how to test your pH at home and the audio from last week's radio show so you'll know what your results indicate. We're going to continue today with our series as we discuss chemistry versus calories and the myth of the phrase, do the math. We're also going to touch on how to modulate your metabolism. You know, you often hear us say or teach that if you work with the design of the body, it works for you. It produces health. If you work against it, it produces disease. Another thing that you can count on always is that the body does not lie. For example, when you test your pH, it's going to give you a factual representation of the ecosystem and the balance or imbalance in that system of your body. It's not going to lie. It will tell you if your emotions are running rampant and using your reserves, if your eating choices or your choices in the other seven essentials are producing health or disease in the body. Now, pH is not diagnostic. It's indicative of your choices and what they're producing in the ecosystem or the biochemistry system of your body. When you learn to rightly read the body's signal and you direct your choices in agreement with spirit and truth, that's when we begin to be transformed inside. The ecosystem changes. The chemistry changes. There's a biochemical shift that occurs in the body. As our choices for health increase, the metabolism is modulated. The function of our organs is healed and restored, and the performance of your body greatly improves. So let's talk about that old concept of just do the math. Calories in minus calories burned equals weight gain or loss. That's the you do the math equation that's culturally popular. But not all calories are the same. We talked about that a bit last week and in depth in the Joshua groups, our once a month free wellness training. That's a professional level training. If you haven't gotten in on that, you can get that at thepictureofhealth.com as well. Not all calories are the same. It's about chemistry, not calories. We talked about that calories are not irrelevant, but calories are an indicator of your energy. Chemistry is an indicator of health or disease. For example, fasting restricts calories. In fact, one popular diet right now is called intermittent fasting, and it encourages the user to have periods of complete fast and shorter periods of food intake per day in order to supposedly encourage that burn cycle to be longer per day so that the body taps into the reserves of fat and feeds off of them instead. But you know, the thing is that experience has shown, particularly with women, but men and women alike, that people whose chemistry is already out of sync actually gain or store fat even when fasting. Remember the five fat storing hormones we've been discussing on the blog? If you missed that, that's right. Go back to thepictureofhealth.com. Click on blog and catch up with us. There's the number on your hand, five major fat-storing hormones that can get out of sync and cause weight gain and dis-ease and dysfunction in the body. And their dynamic, the dynamic of your hormones, must be considered for health, for weight loss, for weight gain, for any measure toward a healthy, strong body. The chemical system must be considered. Another factor in that just-do-the-math mindset of our culture is exercise. For example, a popular trend right now is a style of exercise called HIIT, H-I-I-T, high-intensity interval training. And the concept is that instead of long periods of sustained aerobic exercise, you can alternate periods of high-intensity exercise, 30 to 90 seconds, with periods of slower exercise and do it for a shorter period of time and actually accelerate the body's metabolism by doing that. But there's the factor again with the hormones. People who are already out of sync chemically don't respond like an athlete would to high intensity interval training. If their body is already out of sync, if they are having hormonal problems already, that type of exercise will actually make things worse. It actually exacerbates the depleted reserves. It actually uses up more resources, and therefore it kind of backfires at you. You're doing all of this high intensity interval training for shorter periods of time, but it's more stressful on the body than long walks or long hikes, something that's slower and over a course of a period of hours. Now, most people say, well, I don't have hours. Well, you don't have health either. And so we've got to start making some quality, not quantity. We've got to make quality decisions in our seven essentials and do an endocrine system reset. So what does that involve? Well, you know, people in our culture are experiencing things like estrogen dominance, adrenal fatigue, elevated cortisol levels, insulin resistance, thyroid problems and dysfunction, and testosterone imbalances, both men and women. These always dictate the body's response, not your calorie intake. These hormonal imbalances, these things that are out of sync with the rhythm of your body, the unforced rhythms of grace that should be operating in your body, these things that are out of sync, these imbalances in the body's chemically or the biochemical, electrical, structural system, that is what dictates whether you're gaining momentum for health or gaining momentum for more disease. Calories and the quality of calories are a factor, but they're a factor in your energy, not in your health or disease. Chemistry is what modulates your metabolism. And modulating that metabolism, the burn cycle, which produces energy, that's what's responsible for our size, our shape, our weight, and the health of the body. Chemistry, it's chemical, structural, and electrical. If we try to work outside of that design, it's always going to produce dis-ease and dysfunction. So we can begin today with a new mindset, renewing our mind with the washing of the water of the word and operating your health and your choice according to the word of God with the design. Health comes as a result and a response to our working with the Holy Spirit, with the design of your fearfully, wonderfully made body and in agreement with the word of God, spirit, soul, and body. Hormonal balance and regular hormonal cycles in men and women, they're part of that divine design. Those 28-day cycles are the key to your real answers for health. You know, learn to observe what the body's saying to you. Go take that free health quiz on our website. Go learn how to take your pH at home and what the results mean. And do that every 30, 60, and 90 days. Most of what you will find is that the indicators in your body just like mine, are telling you that your reserves and your resources are completely depleted. Most of us, many of us, are way overdue to hit that reset button on our endocrine system. Recently, the Lord lovingly made it clear to me that I had let a few things slide in my diligence while I was caring for other people. Well, this spring, I'm making some important changes so that I have the health to continue caring for other people. I invite you to join me, listening with ears to hear your real answers, as I refresh my own memory in the weeks to come of what the Lord and my brilliant husband, Dr. Ray, have taught me over these last 21 years, and they're now revisiting it with me as I navigate my second half century, fit to fulfill my purpose in life. I'm serving Him by serving you, and I've decided, as far as March Madness is concerned, somebody else can have that seat on the sidelines. I'm in this for the full series, the championship series. And I'm committed that champions live differently. I hope you'll join me right here each week for more of Your Health, Your Choice with Dr. Ray and I every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Central. I'm Michelle Pearson with Dr. Ray Pearson for thepictureofhealth.com, and I encourage you, live fully in complete health today.
You've been listening to Your Health, Your Choice with Dr. Ray and Michelle Pearson. Don't forget, you can get the show notes for this and every broadcast at thepictureofhealth.com. If you have enjoyed and benefited from today's broadcast, please share it with someone else. One choice, one act of courage and kindness on your part can make a difference in someone else's life today. Join us every week for Your Health, Your Choice with Dr. Ray and Michelle Pearson, presented by thepictureofhealth.com. We will see you on the mountaintops, or from them if you snooze, because champions live differently, and your choices make that difference.